Questioning Medicine is now on TikTok and Instagram and your Alexa-enabled device. Welcome back to Questioning Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, how often does subclinical hypothyroidism normalize spontaneously in untreated older adults? You know the deal. You know the issue. You get back that TSH and it's elevated, but the T4 is normal. Part of you inside really wants to treat the number because we know we're supposed to treat numbers in medicine, right? But what if we do nothing? What if you do nothing at all? How often does subclinical hypothyroidism normalize? When we don't just do something, we stand there. You ponder that question and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bell, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? How often does subclinical hypothyroidism normalize spontaneously in untreated adults? We have a paper to answer that for us. It is out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. This one cohort, well, the study actually looked at two cohorts, but the first cohort included just over 2,000 patients with a one-time lab value of subclinical hypothyroidism. The median TSH here was 5.4. And on repeat testing about 1 year later, the TSH had normalized in 61% of patients. You did nothing at all. You just stood there. And over half of the time, the TSH would just go back to normal. In the second cohort of studies that was looked at in this paper, it was just over 350 patients or so, and during this cohort, you had to have two different lab values of subclinical hypothyroidism separated by about 1 year. So this would be the cohort of individuals who has subclinical hypothyroidism. You recheck them in a year, and they still have subclinical hypothyroidism. So what would then be the rate of spontaneous resolution 1 year later? Remember, at this point, they've already had subclinical hypothyroidism for almost 2 years now, or at least one full complete year. And the third round of testing, approximately 1 year later, subclinical hypothyroidism had normalized about 40% of the time, or in about 40% of the patients. As you can imagine, normalization in both of these cohort or both of these populations was much more likely when the baseline TSH had only mild elevation. For example, when the baseline TSH was 5, then it normalized about 75% of the time. But when that TSH was 10, well, then it only normalized about 10 to 15% of the time. I should remind you that in 2019, yes, back 4 or 5 years ago now, almost half a decade, we had the BMJ rapid recommendation, which said that the guideline panel issues a strong recommendation against thyroid hormone in adults with subclinical hypothyroidism if the level is anything less than 20. If the TSH is less than 20, then don't worry about it as long as the free T4 is normal. The only caveat to this was that it may not apply to patients with severe symptoms or adults younger than 30. I think for me, the ultimate takeaway bottom line is, if you see subclinical hypothyroidism and the TSH is less than 20, then you should probably just leave it alone. In this study, older adults with mildly elevated TSH levels had normalization of their subclinical hypothyroidism about 50% of the time during 1 to 2 years of observational follow-up. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better, one question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, keep the quest and questioning.